Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
The Earth has experienced five great extinctions over the last 450 million years. Benjamin Black, postdoctoral researcher in geology and planetary science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, reveals new findings about what triggered the biggest die-off of them all.
That is the sound of blood-crazed Siberian mosquitoes. Shortly after making that recording, I killed 34 mosquitoes at once just by slapping my hand against my leg. This was in Arctic Siberia, where I spent a few summers during my PhD, navigating in an inflatable raft in order to reach the black cliffs of lava that tower along the rivers there. These cliffs are the remnants of one of the greatest volcanic convulsions known to geologists. 252 million years ago in Siberia, the Earth pumped out enough magma to cover the entire continental U.S. under almost half a kilometer of lava. The eruptions coincided with the end-Permian mass extinction, one of the largest losses of biological diversity in the Earth's history. I was in Siberia as part of an NSF-funded team working to understand whether and how the Siberian eruptions and the end-Permian extinction might be linked. Once we got our samples home, we used a combination of chemical analyses and climate modeling to map out the pulses of acid rain and ozone depletion that could have emanated from the eruptions. Geologists are still trying to unravel the full consequences of the volcanism, but these sudden bursts of caustic acid rain and ultraviolet radiation could have plagued the shaggy plants, proto-mammals, and lumbering lizard-like animals that populated the latest Permian world. In the context of ancient human history, we often think of events that occurred thousands of years ago as impressively strange and distant. The part of my research that I find most wonderful is that, with the help of our samples from Siberia and a supercomputer in Wyoming, we are beginning to understand what life might have been like for a plant growing on Earth 252 million years ago, when rain as acidic as lemon juice began falling out of the sky.
That was Benjamin Black of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.